This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we get this day going, just take a moment to reset your priorities for the day. And remember, your number one priority in your life is your relationship with God. He is the one who has made you. He is the God of this universe. Everything revolves around Him. And yet, you can know Him. He is wanting to reveal Himself to you. He wants to speak to you through His Word, the Bible. He wants you to listen to Him and respond to Him. If you put that as the first priority in your life, well, God will begin to give you insight about the other issues in your life and what priority they should have in your life. He'll give you wisdom in your decisions. He'll give you guidance as you move forward in life. And every other aspect of your life will come into balance and be whole and right if your relationship with God is right. That's why I challenge you every day to take time with God, to start your day right. And so let's start this day by going to God's Word. We're talking all this week about listening to God and active listening. That is, not just sitting there and taking it in when God dishes something out, but pursuing God, waiting for Him, looking for His part in your life, His Word to you. Look with me today in Psalm 46. It says, starting in verse 8, "Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has wrought desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." And the psalmist then says, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold." Well, the key verse I want you to notice there is, cease striving and know that I am God. That can also be translated, be still and know that I am God. Or let go. Or relax and know that I am God. And I think the whole idea here is rest. Get quiet. Be still. Let go of all the things that you're hanging onto and running with in your heart and mind. Let go. Relax. And listen to God. Do you know, unless you get still, unless you get quiet, unless you bring your mind to rest, you can't hope to hear what God is saying because it's going to be drowned out by everything else going on in your life. I know this is difficult because our contemporary society is so fast-paced, especially here in Sydney. So much going on. The hustle and bustle of life, the pressure of family, and the pressure of business, but don't miss out on the most important thing in your life, the thing that brings everything else into its right place. Don't overlook the need to stop and have times each day when you do nothing else but listen, your mind, your body, your heart, resting and listening to God. Can you take some time this morning, if not this morning, some other time today, and chop something out so that you can listen to God? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.